Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. A practice that can be done on any surface that allows you to lie down comfortably. On a yoga mat on the floor, maybe your couch, your bed. Lie down on your back. The arms alongside the body, the legs nice and long and wide, making any and all adjustments necessary to become completely comfortable. And after you've settled, if at any point you feel the need to adjust the body, feeling free, of course, to do so. You might even roll over onto your side if that's needed. Anything you need throughout the practice, anything you need right now to feel safe, encouraged, supported, empowered, tending to that. Maybe you prop up the knees or the head or the backs of hands, heels or a tail. Cover the eyes, the body. Maybe take off any jewelry or glasses. Eliminate any external distractions so that your internal world can start to quiet. Feel long in the spine, spacious through the body. Right and left side mirror images of each other. Start here by feeling into. Start here by becoming curious of the present moment. Taking a few deep belly breaths here, in through the nose, fill the abdomen. Through the mouth, feel the body begin to settle and sink down heavy. Fill the belly like a giant balloon. Feel that expansion. And through the mouth, a big sigh. Body settling and sinking even more. A few more like this. Long, slow, smooth, deep belly breaths in. Big cleansing sighs, audible exhales. To let go and empty fully. Be with yourself here as you be with your breath. Now on your next exhale, release the breath and feel down into the entire plane of contact between the body and the surface beneath you, sensing down into all the places and spaces that the body is supported. Still feeling the sensation of the body as it settles down. A waterfall of sensation as the body gives way to the floor. Now bring to your mind your inner resource, a place, real or imaginary, where you feel calm, content, present, nourished, and safe. Again, it can be a real place, maybe somewhere in nature, together with an ancestor, a loved one, a spiritual figure. It could be an imaginary place floating on a cloud or seated with this person you love, or this spiritual figure, this divine source. maybe you're back at grandma's place or a birthday party you can remember. See, sense, feel, and dive back into this safe, nourishing inner resource. Let your senses open up to this place, this space. What shapes, colors, light, people, smells, taste do you associate with this inner resource? How does your body feel when you're here? How does your mind feel? Know that you can return to this safe place at any time during the practice, or once you return to that day-to-day life outside the practice. Take a deep belly breath in. Sigh it out, settle down, and bring your awareness to the heart. Feel the rhythm, the cadence of the heart beating within your chest. And ask yourself the question, what does this beating heart need in this moment? What do I need? Is there an intention for this practice today? Something that would bring your heart into harmony. Sink and settle even deeper into this sacred heart space. What is it that you truly want in this life? What is your heart's deepest desire? Whatever it is, whatever is bubbling up now, trust that. And place a sentence in the present tense as though it were already a fact, already true. For example, I am healthy, whole, and complete just as I am. Even if it doesn't feel true yet, feel as if it is in the process of becoming your reality. Feel every cell of your body resonating with this deep, heartfelt desire. Choosing one of your own and repeating it 3 times, or using the example today 3 times. I am healthy, whole, and complete, just as I am. Feeling every cell of your body responding and resonating with this deep, heartfelt desire. Now let my voice become the sound of your voice, emerging here as we move our awareness and attention through the physical body. As I name each physical part of your sacred body, bring your attention there and experience sensation. You may feel something or nothing at all, but whatever you experience is absolutely perfect. Start by becoming aware of the mouth, feeling the invisible plane of contact between the 2 lips. Feeling the soft sensation of the lips. feel the density of the teeth, the soft muscle of the tongue floating in the mouth, observing any sense of taste present. Feeling back into the jaw and noticing any tension that might be in the jaw. Observe what happens when you really feel into the tension of the jaw. See if you can find its epicenter. See if you can find where tension unfolds in this space, where tension unfolds into a sensation of spaciousness. And feel the ears, the outside architecture of the ears. Feel sound arriving at the ears. Sound making its way from outer ears to inner ears. Hear a vibration of sound and observe. Is it just the ears that can hear? Or does the whole body receive a vibration of sound? Feel the nose, the air flowing in and out of the nostrils, noticing any subtle or obvious smell that may be present. Feel the eyes resting back in the head and that invisible plane of contact between the two eyelids, dropping, sinking even heavier. Noticing any light or color filtering through or behind the island, and observing if the mind is projecting any images into the space in front of you. Feel the forehead cool, exposed, and alive with sensation. Feel that soft, spacious, cool sensation melt and drop back into the mind. Feel the mind becoming calm and crystal clear, like a still pool of turquoise water. You can even see the bottom. Feel the scalp and every hair follicle on the scalp. Can you find the place where the head end and the space above you begin? Now feeling all the sensations in the head and face at once, the whole head. And observe how sensation changes as you move from the face down into the throat, down the back and sides of the neck. Feeling moving into the shoulders, What is the sensation of the shoulders? Is there any tension present? Move into the tension. Explore it as if you were a scientist, exploring the feeling of tension in the body. Where is the sensation of tension the most loud? In the shoulders. Then move up, away, and out of the tension. Then come back into the tension. Back and forth a few times here. Inside the epicenter of the tension. And then flow out to the space beyond its edges. Back and forth, exploring the periphery of tension in your shoulders, or whatever sensation may be present. And then feel sensation and your awareness cascading down both arms like two giant waterfalls. The upper arms, through elbows, forearms, wrist, and hand. Feel the palms of the hands, the backs of the hands, and all of the fingers, knuckle to tip. Now feel the chest and the upper back. Feel deep inside the sacred heart space. Can you feel the beat, the percussion of the heart? Feel the lower back and the abdomen. Is there any feeling of fullness? Or perhaps a feeling of hunger? What is the current sensation of the abdomen? Feeling the hips, the pelvis, the pubic bone, the upper legs, the knee. Notice how the knees feel different than the lower legs. Sensing the ankles, the feet, the soles of the feet, and all of the toes from their root knuckle to the tip. Now start to feel all parts of the body combined as one, feeling the whole body as sensation. The whole body as sensation. Now gently step back into that state of witnessing awareness. Who is observing the whole body? Feel yourself as the witness. aware of the body, and yet also aware of this witness. Now start to observe the natural flow of the breath in the body. Feeling, witnessing the sensation of the breath as it passes through the nostrils. A symphony of textures, temperatures, and sensations. Noticing the difference between the inhalation and the exhalation. Perhaps feeling a little stronger on one, a little softer on the other, a little warmer on one, cooler on the other. Maybe one is longer, shorter. Exploring, witnessing the breath. And feel the breath as it passes down the throat. Feel the chest expand, the abdomen rising, then falling as you breathe in and out. Feeling the whole body breathing and picking up on that subtle expansion that occurs within the body with each inhalation and the gentle release with each exhalation. Feel as if you're surrounded by an ocean of air. Each inhale, like a wave from that ocean of air, rises up into the chest. Each exhalation, it melts back into its source, back out into the ocean of air. Feel this constant connection with your surroundings. Feel this constant connection with every living being. Stepping back into that witnessing awareness, observing the breath. Who is it that observes the breath? Consider yourself the one who is aware of the body breathing itself. And bring to mind now a feeling of heaviness, as if the entire body was made of stone, very dense, very heavy. Feel the weight of the body against the floor. Feeling the bones stacked heavy, the muscles, even the skin. So heavy, so dense, the whole body. As if a strong wind came, nothing could move you. Observing any emotions that may have surfaced with this feeling of heaviness. Perhaps a feeling of being grounded, balanced, stable, or maybe feeling sadness or a depression. Whatever is present, is perfect. Now gently shift to the opposite, bringing to mind, then to body, a feeling of lightness, as if the entire body was made up of air. So light, it could just lift up off the ground and float away. Feel lightness, airiness in the limbs, lightness in the face, and notice any emotions that come up with the physical feeling of lightness. Perhaps feeling ungrounded, or maybe vast, expansive, and free. Then shift back to that feeling of heaviness, grounded, stable, and heavy. And then back to lightness, airiness, floating. Noticing the shifts in the body as you focus on the feelings and the sensations of lightness, heaviness, lightness, heaviness. Now feel both heaviness and lightness together. Notice this effect on the body and the mind. Who is witnessing this? Who is witnessing heavy and light? Step into that observing self, aware of both sensations together, and also aware of the observer, changing sensations on a backdrop of unchanging awareness. Now observe any emotion that may be present for you today. Welcome up any emotion that is present in this moment and observe. Where do you feel this emotion in your body? Exploring it with openness and curiosity like a scientist. What does this emotion feel like in tangible form? Is it heavy, moving, sticky? Is there a color, a size, a shape? Now start to invite in its opposite. So if it was happiness, bring to mind sadness. If it was calm, perhaps tension or anger. If it was confusion, invite in clarity or understanding. The opposite of the emotion that you are feeling in your body. And where do you feel this opposite emotion in your body? What is the physical sensation of this emotion like? Does it have a size, a shape, a color, a temperature, a texture? What do you notice? then shift back to its opposite. Back and forth at your own pace, shifting from one to the other. And then inviting both emotions to be present together. What happens when you feel both of these opposite emotions at the same time? And gently release those emotions and call in, invite in the belief, I am strong. Even if it doesn't feel true in this moment, or maybe it feels very true, explore and witness. Where do you feel the belief, I am strong, in the body? If it's not there, imagine what it would feel like and where. I am strong. Where in your body do you feel your strength? Where is the tangible sensation of feeling strong? Then gently shift to its opposite. I am weak. Does it feel true? Where do you feel that in your body? What comes up as you sit with this belief? I am weak. Maybe a memory comes up, a thought, a physical sensation. And shifting back to I am strong. Noticing how it feels now. Is there any difference than the first time? Where do you feel I am strong in the body? Then back to I am weak. What sensations come up as you connect with this belief? At your own pace, alternate between the two. I am strong. I am weak. Back and forth. One and then the other. And gently allowing both experiences in at the same time. I am strong and I am weak. Feeling them together and noticing the effect. Now feel the heart. If the heart could smile, what would that feel like? Feel the sensation of the heart. Notice the feelings, perhaps of love or joy, gratitude, contentment, that may be present. Anything else that may be here in the heart. Feel that sense of well-being. Welcome whatever is present in the heart with openness and curiosity. Feel as if the heart were not only smiling, it were glowing now like the sun, shining light through the entire body. love, and light, radiating from the entire body. And checking in with that witnessing awareness, where the heart, where the body, where the breath, where feelings, emotions, and memories are all present. Consider yourself, remember yourself as the one who is aware, where thoughts, feelings, memories, all of your experience is pervaded by stillness of the moment. So feel back into the stillness that has always been here, behind it all, the wholeness of your true nature, already here, already true. The stillness, the silence, pure awareness, pure being, grounding you to the present moment. The body, the breath, the mind, surrounded by stillness, encased in silence. And into this infinitely fertile soil of pure witnessing awareness, plant your sacred seed, your heartfelt desire, your Sankalpa, the thing that you want more than anything else in life. Plant it deep into the soil, into this pure state of being, and truly feel as if it is in the process of becoming. Feel it as already true. I am healthy, whole, and complete, just as I am. And feeling your inner resource, that place, that space of safety, allow it to start to bridge you back with the body and the mind, allowing well-being to come back with you, gently becoming aware of physical sensation, the body present in your awareness. Perhaps it feels good to become aware of the breath, maybe even welcoming a deeper breath, gently re-engaging the muscles by wiggling your fingers and your toes, gently rocking your head from side to side. Physical body is present, breath is present, mind is present, connected with this inherent wholeness, stillness, pure being, present every moment of life. Feel if any other movements or stretches organically want to rise up. let movement or stillness be a reflection of awareness. Respectful of awareness. If you don't want to move, you don't have to. You could raise your arms over your head, draw your knees into your chest, maybe gently roll to your side, resting here, wherever and however you choose, for several breaths, taking a moment to come back to yourself and cultivating a sense of gratefulness for this body, for this breath, for this mind, and the awareness of it all. Observing how you feel now compared to when you began this practice. And make a very sincere intention to carry this feeling of peace and presence with you as you go about your day, your night, your life, going about in the world while always honoring that stillness within. If and when you're ready, you can rise to a comfortable seated position or stay exactly where you are. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep breath in and let it go. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.